me back, way back. Going old school, telling a story with the track. Ducky Mouse World, you could run with the pack. Outsmart a Mac, being as sharp as a tack. Too much stress to keep a child on track. Graduate college as if that's where it's at. Nah, the educated still lack the ability to free think and attack. You gotta fall if you wanna get elevated. Thinking escalated, causing me to be elated. Down the rabbit hole, I plunged head first in a literature. I was fully immersed, nothing making sense since the fall. Drink me it red, now I'm 10 inches tall. Take up and down, slipped on the salty ground. Conversed with the mouse as we swam around. Words flow like the Nile, regarding a trial. Which told a clever tale that shaped like a curving trail. Tailing your mind, sneaking up from behind. Then consuming your thought, then I shouted a knot. For it had me at the fifth bend as words did descend. Oh, this mouse's tail, which is shaped like a tail. Made me question reality and time spent freely. Do we kill each other out of boredom or fury? Returning to the story in the real fantasy. First trial was a failure as I forgot the key. Strike one, strike two, and again strike three. The discussion of a cat made everybody flee. Oh, Diana indirectly is completely teaching me how to speak properly. I'll make the world my enemy. Just a kid searching for kid gloves and a fan. Instead, I drank a bottle and started to expand. Took a gamble and dealt with the situation poorly. Became a full house and destroyed the rabbit's property. Smashed cucumber frames, and when they tried to bill me, I kicked the lizard out and shouted angrily. This time the kick caused me to shrink. I escaped to the forest and was forced to think. I knew a caterpillar could smoke hookah, not me. But its questioning evolved me into Butterfree. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Who am I? Why this? Why that? Why? Amazing thing about reading, we can take a step back. Analyze what truly lies between the lines of the stack. The magic of the book does not occur in Wonderland. It happens in your mind, in your mind, in your mind. It happens in your, happens in your, happens in your, happens in your mind. What does it mean? What is the author trying to say? What does it matter? Can I apply it to myself in any way? Bipolar mushrooms allowed me to manipulate my body size so that I could assimilate in with all the creatures in this mysterious place. Time for more life lessons just in case you miss what Lewis Carroll was trying to say. In order to be successful, you gotta learn how to play the game as Alice does when she learns how to size herself accordingly to the company which lies at a table set under a tree, sat for far too many, more than just three, to consume some tea while questioning logic. Is incredible introspectively. It made the Hatter Herod Mouse incredibly angry. So instead of continuing to interrupt the story, I learned that some enjoy living in their own fallacy. Instead of remaining victim to their bully, I grew up, stood up, and exited into a tree. Finally, on my third attempt, I remembered the key. The trials of Wonderland have effectively taught me how to be an adult, and now I'm anxious in the garden. I noticed some painters, and so I said, pardon. Would you tell me, please, why you are painting those roses to get a heads out before the guillotine closes? Such a curious foresight in the world of the adult.
How artificial without love, and I don't mean to insult.
Life is like a game of croquet with hedgehogs as balls that run away, and flamingos as mallets with heads that do sweat, and constantly moving people which serve as the archway. The playing field is unleveled from hill to valley. The people play without rules and simultaneously, and don't you dare consider halting the match. The queen of hearts will come over and have your head detached. Life is unfair, cruel, and unpredictable. Free will is integral to every individual. But imagine the conflict of interest that exists when 7 billion people try to get their fix. Everyone and everything all have free will. The hedgehog, flamingo, and arches won't stand still. Charles Dawson was quite clever how he metaphorically included all these morals and life lessons into his story. But do not be confused, the Duchess is quite wrong. Not everything has a moral, especially the song. Lewis's book is quite clever, I admire his wit, but I don't believe there's an atom of meaning in it. What matters it, how far we go? His scaly friend replied, there is another shore, you know, upon the other side. The further off from England, the nearer is to France. Then turn not pale, beloved snail, but come and join the dance.